Today I'm sitting down with Kimberly Tripp, and we'll be discussing SQL Server 2005 Table and Index Partitioning. Hello, Kimberly.
Hey, Mark. Back again.
Yes, back again, and thank you so much for agreeing to sit down and tell us more about SQL Server 2005 Table and Index Partitioning.
Yeah, no problem. Table and Index Partitioning is a feature that it actually covers a variety of different issues related to VLDB, very large databases. A very large database presents interesting performance and manageability problems for large systems today. And those problems are that the larger an object becomes, the harder it becomes to manage. And table and index partitioning allows you to take these large tables measured usually in gigabytes in terms of size. So literally a single table that is 20 gig in size that has hundreds of millions of rows usually. I would never consider partitioning for a database that's going to run like on the SQL Server Express edition. But if you're enterprise level, you know, and it is an enterprise feature actually, so that's kind of a point. Some people would say, well, you can't do table and index partitioning in Express. Well, the interesting thing there is a lot of people will try to simulate it in these lower end versions, and it's just not necessary. So I think of table and index partitioning as this high end enterprise advanced feature of SQL Server that large databases use to help take these objects that have started to become hard to control because they're so large, break them down into smaller, more manageable chunks, and then that allows you different techniques to actually work with and manage that data. So what this allows you to do is take that table of hundreds of millions of rows, and instead of having a single table, you might have 12 partitions. Each partition might mean or reference 1 month's worth of data. And if you think of the fact that right now we're June, it's Tech Ed, right? So we're June, the new data coming in is June data, and that data is more high-volume OLTP, but the data from January through May is more decision support. By breaking that into smaller chunks, it gives you the ability to deal with those components differently. And table and index partitioning also allows you to move that data between different environments to really kind of move between OLTP and decision support. Like, I could even argue that the biggest area that people would use table and index partitioning for are the database warehousing folks, the people who are doing business intelligence, and they are leveraging something called the sliding window scenario, where they actually each month, so let's say at the end of May, when June 1 comes around, they take May's data and move it from the OLTP system into the data warehousing system. And if you think of the data warehousing environment, if you had to rebuild the whole thing, it'd be very expensive. But if you just have to rebuild 1 month, then that would not be as expensive. And if you only wanted to show the last year's worth of data, when you bring in May, you may want to drop out May of the prior year. So we actually call that managing the rolling range or managing the sliding window scenario. In fact, if any of you have attended the sessions on partitioning, they'll actually use those terms quite heavily, the rolling range or the sliding window. The idea in this lab is to get you the components to building a partition table, to looking at the kind of optimization issues related to table and index partitioning. What that means is you have to understand the partition function, the partition scheme, and the partition table. These are, you know, if any of you come from an Oracle background, SQL Server, Oracle has partitioning as well, but we do it very differently in SQL Server. So the range partition function, the range partition scheme, and then the partition table, all the syntax for that. And the last exercise is all about managing the sliding window scenario. So the idea is get yourself into all of these concepts, see them in action, actually go through the sliding window scenario, and then I round out the lab, and this is my over-delivery affliction that I have, but I also put in some additional resources and two additional scenarios that you can go through that are from the white paper that I wrote that's on MSDN. As far as how long this lab should take, I generally think it probably will take 60, 75 minutes, but if they really want to kind of continue and move forward, there are links to a white paper inside all the scripts, and it's very easy to find, actually. It's on MSDN or TechNet, but boy, if you just go out to the internet, MSN search, Google, I didn't say that out loud on a recording, right? But MSN search, right? And they search for just the white paper for, you know, TRIP, TechNet, partitioning, something like that. They'll find it really easily. And that's a 40-page white paper, and there's even additional scripts. And those scripts are actually in the lab that they have here, as well as in the white paper on MSDN. We are also, just so you know, giving away this DVD for the folks that are in the table and index partitioning lab as well, because it's the same VPC image. So you can actually do the table and index partitioning lab or the database mirroring lab from the DVD. And we actually are providing the doc files as well. So it just gives them everything that they can do for, you know, probably 3-4 hours worth of partitioning, learning, and real depth. So I'm really excited about it. I just had a ball putting together the labs for Tech Ed, both this and the database mirroring one.
And that was Kimberly Tripp discussing hands-on labs for Tech Ed 2006.